Amen. In the house of God, and we're trusting that you'll receive a blessing. Amen. Welcome, Sister Mariah and her husband. And they've traveled a long way, so we're just expecting from the Lord. Amen. Amen. And each and every one of you. God bless each and every one of you all. And it's good to have you here with us. Let's just sing this song. God will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. Amen. Key of D. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. Yes, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. Yes, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Once again, I will enter. Will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. Yes, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. Yes, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Let's just sing it one more time. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. Yes, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. Yes, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. One more time. Oh, he has made me glad. Yes, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Give the Lord a clap of praise. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Let's just sing this little song, amen. Greater than all my sins, key of C. Key of C. Amen. You may be seated.
Greater than all my sin is the blood that still cleanses me. It's the grace that still sets me free to praise him. I know the blood's applied. I'm walking in newness of life. I cannot fall. For it's greater than all the blood of the Lamb.
Greater than all my sin.
Oh, greater than all my sin is the blood that still cleanses me. It's the grace that still sets me free. To praise him. I know the blood's applied. I'm walking in newness of life.
I cannot fall, for it's greater than all the blood of the Lamb. I think we can sing that one more time, saying unto him now, oh, greater than all my sin is the blood that still cleanses me. It's the grace that still sets me free to praise Him. I know the blood's applied. I know the blood's applied. I'm walking in newness of life. I cannot fall, for it's greater than all the blood of the Lamb. I cannot fall. Oh, I cannot fall, for it's greater than all the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Aren't you happy that we have a God that can forgive? Amen. Oh, God that's still forgiven. Amen. His blood is just as fresh right now as it was when it dripped on the cross. Amen. So you have no excuse to have sin over you. Amen. There is freedom in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's just sing this song, Jesus on the Main Line. I'd like to see our brothers from Beaufort, South Carolina. Amen. Give. See. Jesus on the Main Line, tell him what you want. Amen. Oh, Jesus on the Main Line, tell him what you want. It's Jesus on the Main Line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the Main Line, tell him what you want. It's Jesus on the Main Line now. Why don't you call him up? Call him up, tell him what you want. Just call him up, tell him what you want. Call him up, tell him what you want. Is Jesus on the Main Line now? If you want the Holy Ghost, if you want the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. Yes, if you want the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. If you want the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. Is Jesus on the Main Line now? Why don't you call him up, tell him what you want. Just call him up, tell him what you want. Call him up, tell him what you want. If you if you want salvation, if you want salvation, tell him what you want. If you want salvation, tell him what you want. If you want salvation, tell him what you want. Is Jesus on the Main Line now? Why don't you call him up, tell him what you want. Just call him up, tell him what you want. Call him up, tell him what you want. Is Jesus on the Main Line now? If you want your healing, oh, if you want your healing, tell him what you want. Yes, if you want your healing, tell him what you want. If you want your healing, tell him what you want. Is Jesus on the Main Line now? Why don't you call him up, tell him what you want. Yes, call him up, tell him what you want. Call him up, just call him up, tell him what you want. Is Jesus on the Main Line now? God's not dead. Oh, God's not dead. He is alive. God's not dead. alive. God's not dead. Let's stand to our feet. He is alive. I can feel him in my hands. I feel him in my feet. I feel him in my heart. And he's all over me. Oh, God's not dead. He is alive. God's not dead. He is alive. God's not dead. He is alive. I can heal him in my hands. I feel him in my feet. I feel him in my heart. And he's all over me. One more time. Oh, God's not dead. He is alive. God's not dead. He is alive. God's not dead. He is alive. All right, everyone, I can feel him in my hands. I feel him in my feet. I feel him in my heart. And he's all over me. Praise the Lord Jesus. Give the Lord a clap of praise.
Man, I think we sang that a little too low.
It's okay.
I feel my voice was just going down, 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 low, low. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why don't we sing this song? If the brothers in the back can bring up this song, and then we're going to have a special.
Let's just sing this song. Let the worshipers arise. Amen. I think it's key of F. Key of F. We'll just start with the chorus. Let the worshipers arise. Let the sons and the daughters sing. I surrender in my all. I surrender to the King. Once again, let the worshipers arise. Let the worshipers arise. Just worship him this afternoon. Let the sons and the daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King. Let's sing that first verse. First verse.
Father, I... Lying in the sand, and I want to be standing, holding your hand. So let your kingdom come, just let it live in me. This is my prayer, this is my plea. Let the worshipers arise. Let the sons and the daughters sing. Just raise your hands and worship him. Oh, I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King. Once again, let the worshipers arise. Let the worshipers arise. Let the sons and the daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King. Verse 2, sing verse 2. Father, I hear it growing louder. Song of your redeemed, as the bride of every nation is awakening to sing. From our hearts there comes an anthem. Oh, hear the praises ring. This is our song. a song to our King. Let the worshipers rise. Let the sons and the daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King. Let's sing verse 3. Oh, Father, I see the Lamb arising with the book of His redeemed. We have opened up the seals, and now the bride will see this brand new revelation. The song of eternity, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is our King. Let the worshipers arise. Let the sons and the daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the... Let's sing that first verse once again. Oh, Father, I see that You are drawing line in the sand, and I want to be standing holding Your hand. So let Your kingdom come. Yes, let it live in me. This is my prayer, this is my plea. Let the worshipers arise. Let the sons and the daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King. Once again, let the worshipers arise. Oh, let the worshipers arise. Let the sons and the daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. We trust that that's what you will do, amen, this weekend, is surrender to Him. Give Him everything you have. Don't hide anything. You know He knows all about it. Why hide it? Amen. So just surrender to Him. Praise the Lord. We have a couple of specials. So I think Zoe, Kaylee, you guys have a special? You may be seated. if any of the, visitors have a special and you want to sing, just let me know. You raise your hand. I know we got musicians from Beaufort. Sister Lily, I think you're having singing one, right? Yes. Can't be here without you singing one. All right.
Some just see someone down on their knees, talking to their words lost on a breeze. Some just see teardrops fall into the floor, just a waste of time, not anything more. But it's a direct line to the throne room, where you can find someone who cares. And if you need some proof, I can tell power. with trouble all around. He calmed the storm in me, and I remember when I cried out, he saved my soul. Some have their doubts, but I know that I know that I know
that it's a direct line to the throne room, where you can find someone who cares. And if you need some proof, I can tell you find someone who cares. And if you need some proof, I can tell you there is power, power in prayer. There is power, power in prayer.
Thank you, Zoe. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Bella?
Bella, Zoe? And a cop.
Sister Rebecca, did you have one?
No?
Maybe tomorrow.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice, and you have led me through the fire. In my darkest nights, you are closer like no other. I've known you as my Father, I've known you as my friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. And your goodness is running after, it's running after me. It's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. And your goodness is running after. It's running after me. And your goodness is running after. It's running after me. Is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. And your goodness is running after, it's running after me. And all my life so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness.
Praise the Lord. Wonderful. God. We have so much to be thankful for, saints. Amen. There's no need to be depressed. No need to be down. No need to be sad. Amen. We got a God, amen, that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. And He's been there. He knows where you have been. Praise God. And we just serve a mighty God this afternoon. Before we have Sister Lily come and sing us a song, amen. Why don't we sing, let's sing this little chorus, key of F, take up your cross. Amen. Thank God. Let's just stand to our feet. Brother.
Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day. Don't be ashamed to say that you know Him. Just count the cost. Take up your cross and follow Him.
I don't hear your hands. Let's clap our hands.
Oh, take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day. Don't be ashamed. Take up your cross and follow Him.
One more time, sing it on the hymn now.
Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day. just count the cost. Take up your cross and follow Him. Just count the cost. Oh, just count the cost and take up your cross and follow Him. Give the Lord a clap of praise. Hallelujah.
Amen. Sister Lily, you come. Amen. It's good to have our brother Samuel Najera, pastor at the church in Beaufort. Amen. Good to have him and his wife and some of the young people with us.
Bless you. If you know this song, please feel free to help me out. Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. Nothing else can take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find the way. Bring me back to you. To you, never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. 'Cause nothing else can take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find the way. Bring me back to you.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Sister Lily. Amen. Praise God. I guess we're just going to go ahead and go straight to the Word. How many are ready for the Word this afternoon? Amen. So let's just stand to our feet. Let's just sing that chorus as Brother Andrew gets ready to come out. Let's just sing that chorus, key of F, let the worshipers arise. Amen. Let the worshipers arise. Let the sons and the daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King. Let the worshipers arise. Let the sons and the daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King. Once again, let the worshipers arise. Let the worshipers arise. Let the sons and the daughters sing. I'm surrendering.
Surrender to the King. Let the worshipers arise. Let the worshipers arise. Let the sons and the daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King. Amen. How many can say that's your desire this morning? Amen. As we gather here today, we've not gathered around religion or traditions, but we've gathered around the Word. Amen. To surrender our lives to His Word this evening. And amen. There's one thing we know. The more we empty out of ourselves, the more we'll receive of Him. Amen. And I truly believe that's what we all want to leave here with today, is more of Him. Amen. Not more religion or more churchanity. Amen. But more of the person, Jesus Christ Himself, on the inside of the believers. Do you love Him this afternoon? Amen. If you have your Bibles while you're standing with us today, we'll go straight to the Word. We want to look in the book of Mark, the 5th chapter. Giving Brother Joseph our scriptures back there, but I've just added this one here, so you all forgive me this morning. But in the book of Mark, the 5th chapter, we want to look, and we also want to look in the book of Luke, the 16th chapter. And we want to say it sure is an honor and a privilege to be here with you all once again. And we sure thank Brother Wade and the church here for the invitation to come and to minister to you today. Amen. And we just want to look here in the book of Mark, the 5th chapter. And I want to look in the 21st verse. It's a very, very familiar reading in Mark, the 5th chapter, the 21st verse. The Bible says, when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto Him, and He was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw Him, he fell at His feet, and besought Him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed and shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed Him and thronged Him. Now Jesus is on His way somewhere, and here is interrupted by a lady. It says, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood for 12 years. Think about this. For 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. And when she had heard of Jesus, now notice, she heard of Him, she came in the press behind Him and touched His garment. For she said, if I may touch but His clothes, I shall be whole. I love this, because no matter how long you've had the condition, there's still a possibility for change. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in Himself that virtue had gone out of Him, turned Him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And His disciples said unto Him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest, who touched me? And he looked around to see her that had done this thing, but the woman fearing and trembled. Now, let's just say it like this. This was needless fear. She didn't need this fear. This woman fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, she came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Also in the book of Luke, the 16th chapter, the book of Luke, the 16th chapter, I want to read a verse there. Amen. You love the Lord this morning or this afternoon. Luke, the 16th chapter and the 16th verse. Jesus here is speaking, and he's just actually reproved the Pharisees. And in the 16th verse, he says, now the law and the prophets were until John. And since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. Let's read this verse together. The law and the prophets were until John. And since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. Would you mind reading one more place with me? Hebrews 11. I know every Bible believer here this morning could read this by heart. But in Hebrews 11, I want to look at the first verse. Hebrews 11, in verse 1, Paul here speaking about the heroes of faith and the nature and the fruits of faith. He says here in Hebrews 11 in verse 1, he says, now faith is a substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. And through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Amen. We ask the Lord this, as we just bow our hearts together here this morning. Heavenly Father, Lord, as your believers have gathered here today, Lord, as these young people stand before me this morning, this congregation today, Lord, Lord, I feel inadequate to stand here, Lord. Father, I have no abilities of my own to offer, no personality, Lord. But I believe that this message that you've sent in this generation, Lord, was not just sent to the elders or to the preachers or to the, Lord, the officers of the church, but it was sent to the young people. And Lord, I believe this morning if we can get ourselves out of the way, that we can receive something of supernatural value from your word. Now, Father, I invite you this morning to come, take preeminence of both speaker and hearer. And Lord, may you drive out every evil spirit, O God. May you bind the hand of the enemy. Lord, may liberty come into this building this day, Lord. Father, if there would be sickness among us, Lord, may you heal them. If there would be bondage, Lord, may you set them free. I pray, oh God, this morning you would drive it from the midst of the congregation. Lord, may you be sure to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory, for it's in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ we pray. And all the believer says, amen and amen. And may God bless you this morning as you may have your seats here today. Amen. Help of the Lord, hear from these scriptures this morning. Amen. For just a few moments, I would like to speak to you. If I would title this thought today, I want to talk to you for a few moments on anointed for a breakthrough. Anointed for a breakthrough. I believe, amen, this morning that we are not gathered here just as church members. I don't believe we're gathered here just as people fulfilling religious duties or doing things maybe of a religious nature. Amen. But I believe we're here today as believers. And I believe that God has called us. He has ordained us. Amen. He has chosen us. He has elected us. Amen. He's actually called us from before the foundation of the world. Amen. To the places that we are today. Amen. As I begin to look at this here in Mark, the 5th chapter, amen, you know the story very well of the woman with the issue of blood. And you know that how that she had suffered these things for, the Bible says, for 12 years. She had been plagued, and she had been to doctors, she had been to physicians, she had been all over the place, amen, trying to receive help, but she was nothing better, amen, but she only grew worse. And we find that some point in her life, or at some time, amen, she heard of a man named Jesus. She heard, amen, that there was a healer, there was a deliverer, Amen. And the Bible actually says that she heard of Jesus, and when she heard of him, it put her into action. And the Bible says that she came in the press behind and she touched the hem of his garment. Now, we could all say it this way. She was perseverant, right? Amen. She was perseverant. Now, you know the prophet of God is going to preach a message called, amen, perseverance, right? He says, now, this morning we want to talk on faith. He says, now, my subject this morning is perseverance. He said, for perseverance means to be persistent, amen, to make a goal. So it's not just to be casual, amen, it's not just to be drifting or floating or wandering, amen, but it's to have a target, right? It's to have a vision, it's to have something that you're aiming for. In another place he said, man that's ever amounted to anything at any time through any age has been men who believed in God, they had faith in God, and they stood against the enemy on every side and was perseverant because they believed in God. Think about that. Amen. A man that has ever amounted to anything, amen, at any time through any age has been men who believed in God and had faith in God, amen, and stood against the enemy on every side, amen, and was perseverant because they believed in God. He said, now I believe every Christian, amen, should be very perseverant. Think about that. Amen. I believe every Christian should be very perseverant. Amen. He's not saying to be casual. He's not saying to be lukewarm. He's not saying to be just a church member. But he's saying have a drive about you. Amen. Amen. Have something pushing you. Have something motivating you. Amen. I believe every Christian should be very perseverant. Amen. Amen. Brother, I don't know what's happened in my ear, but it's changed since the song service. If you could put it back the way it was, that'd be great. Amen. In Luke, the 16th chapter, amen, the 16th verse, Jesus here is actually speaking. He's not speaking about being casual. He's speaking about being perseverant. He said, the law and the prophets were until John, and since that time, the kingdom of God is preached. Now, somebody say preached. Amen. The kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. Look at what this word presseth means. It means to suffer violence. It means to use force. It means to apply force. It means to inflict violence upon. Now here he's saying, amen, if you're going to come in the kingdom of God, amen, at some point or another, you're going to have to use some violence. Amen. You're going to have to use some force. You're going to have to push your way. Amen. And look at Matthew 11, 12. He says, from the days of John the Baptist until now. Somebody say until now. Amen. Until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. Amen. But the violent take it by force. Isn't that amazing? Amen. That the Lord Jesus is speaking about the kingdom. He's speaking about people possessing the kingdom. At the same time, he's speaking about people becoming violent. Amen. Now, who are we becoming violent against? Are we becoming violent against our brother? Violent against our sister? The prophet said, I'm not trying to be rough, but you cannot baby devil. See? Amen. You've got to let them know who is boss. He said, and we are boss now. Amen. Amen. Because Jesus is here. Amen. Our big brother of redemption is here. Amen. So the prophet is saying you're going to have to apply some force, amen, against the devil. You're going to have to use some violence against the devil. Amen. You can't just get casual and lay down and say, well, amen, if I'm to receive the Holy Ghost, then maybe some preacher will come through sometime. Amen. And I'll hear the right quotes or read the right scripture. Amen. But you got to get desperate. Amen. Amen. You got to get perseverant. Think about this. Amen. The prophet preaches the message, the token, and follows it that night with a sermon called Desperation. He said, see, desperation, when thou seekest me, amen, with all thy heart, then I'll hear you. He said, amen, see, the law and the prophets were until John, amen, and since the kingdom of heaven's been preached, and man press into it. Amen, you don't just stand around and say, pick me up by the collar, Lord, and push me in, but you press into it. He said, you get desperate, it's between life and death. Amen, amen, if you want the Holy Ghost, get desperate. Amen, if you want deliverance, amen, get desperate. Now, amen, if it's okay, I'm just going to preach here for a minute. Amen, because I think we're getting a little too casual, amen, about serving God. I think we're getting a little too casual, amen, about this message. I think if there's ever been a time, amen, for a group of young people to raise up, amen, under the anointing and the authority that this message has been delivered in, I think it's now. Amen. Amen. If there's ever been a young woman, amen, to really get persevering about the things of God, I believe you are the young ladies. Amen. If there's ever been young men to get on fire, Amen. With the fire of the Holy Ghost of this message, you are the young men to do it. You say, well, Brother Andrew, there's an age coming. There is no more ages coming. Amen. We are in the final age. We've got the final message. Amen. We're living in the final hours. Amen. If there's ever been a time to do something for God, now's the time to do it. Amen. Now's the time to get desperate. Brother Bram said, see, it's between life and death. It's between life and death. Now think about this. Amen. Then where is that desire coming from in your heart? He said, when you seek me with all of thy heart, amen, then I'll hear you. Amen. The prophet said, see, that is not an unrighteous desire. That is a righteous desire. Amen. How many come here today to this service with a desire in your heart? Amen. One of you came. Amen. Two of you, three of you. Amen. How many came here today with a desire in your heart? Maybe a healing, or maybe a deliverance, or maybe an answer from the Lord. Amen. Do you realize that that devil that you're fighting did not put that desire in your heart? Amen. If you've got a desire to receive something from God, amen, that did not come from the devil. Amen. It did not come from hell. Amen. But that desire came from Almighty God. Amen. The prophet said, see, when I say this, amen, I want to be dead earnest with you. He said, when he speaks to me, I can just say what he showed me. He said, whether it's good or bad, I have to say it. And sometimes it's not pleasant to tell people these things. He said, but yet I'm just as duty bound, amen, to tell people the evil things that will befall them as I am duty bound to tell them the good things that will befall them. Amen. Do you realize that when a prophet stood before the congregation, he was not in control of his own voice. He was not in control of his thoughts. Amen. He was surrendered to a higher power. Then what he was saying was not coming from his office or coming from his church or coming from some school. What he was saying was coming from God himself. Amen. And to think a prophet would stand there. Amen. Now how many believes that Brother Branham was a prophet? Amen. Let's drive that devil out of the building for a minute. We believe that William Branham was a vindicated prophet of this age. Amen. With the message of Malachi 4 that would turn our hearts back to the faith of the fathers. We believe that, right? Amen. Then let's say it this way. He was a vindicated prophet. Now, amen, you realize that when a prophet stands, amen, before a congregation, he's looking at them, but he's also seeing in another realm. Like I could be looking at you, amen, but a prophet would be looking at you, but he would be looking at something in another realm. It's why he would say, I see you with a heart trouble, or I see you with a nervousness, or I see you with some, you were bit by a dog as a child, and that thing has followed you all your, amen, he was looking in another dimension, amen, then he would come back and say, amen, I see a black streak, and it's going from one to another, while it's a cancer. He said, see, I see it there, and you're free of that cancer. And people would rejoice because they were healed. He would say, now that devil's exposed there and you're healed that. See, he was seeing things in another dimension, and he was coming back down to the church, and he was telling them what he was seeing in another dimension. Amen. Now how many believes that a prophet sees the negative in another dimension? We believe that. Amen. Then if we can believe he sees the negative in another dimension, then this morning I want to talk to you about what he saw in the positive. Is that okay? In a message, show us the Father. It'll suffice, paragraph 13. Amen. It's right before he reads the scripture. And if you're not really even paying attention, you'll read right over it. He said, now don't doubt, just have faith to believe. He said, and I believe God's going to give us a breakthrough tonight. I believe it's on the audience. Amen. Think about that. I believe that God is going to give us a breakthrough tonight. I believe it's on the audience. Amen. Then just as he could see depression, amen, and anxiety and all kinds of demon spirits upon the audience, I believe a prophet could see a breakthrough upon the audience. And he said, I believe it's going to happen tonight. Amen. Now, how was the prophet speaking? The prophet was speaking by the word of faith. Amen. He was speaking by the word of faith. In the book of Romans, the 10th chapter and the 8th verse, the Bible says it like this. But what saith it? Amen. The word is nigh thee. It is even in thy mouth. In the heart, he said, that is the word of faith which we preach. Amen. That is the word of faith which we preach. Amen. Look what that word preach means. It means to publish. It means to proclaim openly something which has been done. Think about that. It means to stand before a congregation, to stand before a group of people, and to boldly, amen, and strongly proclaim, amen, something has been done with the intent that if it's been done before, it'll be done again. Oh God, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, amen, that the word has delivered a young person before, and I stand here this morning to say, if the word did it before, the word will do it again. Amen. The word has healed the young people before. If the word did it before, the word will do it again. Amen. The word of God has never failed in the mouths of believing Christian. Amen. Now let me just go and let you in a little secret, okay? Amen. I'm going to preach. Amen. And if I got to do the preaching and the amen, it'll take twice as long to get out of here, okay? Amen. So if you want to get out of here quicker, help me. Amen. Amen. Somebody is going to believe what they're hearing preached. Amen. Somebody is going to receive, amen, the word of faith. Amen. I find it amazing that Jesus himself stood and he said, I must preach. Think about this. I must preach the kingdom of God. Amen. To other cities, for therefore am I sent. The prophet said, I must preach the truth regardless of how it hurts. I must preach the truth regardless of how it hurts, amen, or what it hurts. He's telling you we must preach the word. Amen. Somebody say, preach the word. We must preach the word. I think it's amazing when Paul was writing to Timothy, there he says it like this, preach the word. Amen. Be instant in season and out of season. You reprove, you rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Amen. The prophet said, I want my friends both here and out in the lands where these tapes will go. The reason I have took the stand I have for the word is this very reason. Preach the word. Amen. That's the reason I would not retaliate with any of these creeds, any of these denominations, because I've been commissioned of God to stay with the word. Now, if anybody else wants to do anything else, that's up to them. But he's saying my commission is stay with the word. Amen. Preach the word. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying liberty comes by the word. Amen. Anybody want deliverance today? It'll come by the word. Anybody want freedom today? It'll come by the word. Anybody want victory today? It'll come by the word. That's why the prophet said we must stay with the word. Amen. The prophet said, see, a few years ago when the Holy Ghost, before it came, he said the church began to get formal back in the days of Methodists. He said, and you people cried to God, amen, for deliverance, and God sent down the baptism of the Spirit. Now, since then, people has been liberated, amen, from their sins by receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Is that right? He said, now those who do not believe in it, amen, they cannot receive it. Amen, you've got to believe in it. Therefore, listen to this. Therefore, he sent anointed preachers to preach the word, and you received it. Amen. He sent anointed preachers, amen, to preach the word, and you received it. Amen. Then God sent his word, amen, by anointed preachers. Amen. The prophet will take time to show you how, amen, that when a person is preparing their chickens, amen, for their brooding house. Amen. Anybody here got chickens? Amen. If you got chickens, you know what a prophet's talking about. He said they're preparing them for that brooding house. He said they'll place the eggs under the regulation of the heat in order for them to hatch. He said, see, now, isn't it, don't you thank God for sending a country prophet? Amen, amen. Somebody you could relate to. Amen. He talks about putting chickens in a brooding house and placing them just right so the eggs will hatch. Then he turns, Brother Zach, amen, to anointed preachers. And he said, see, then he has sent anointed preachers. He anoints preachers. Amen. They're sent out to bring the word, to put the eggs in the right position. He said, then he sent this same word and anchors it out there and then comes over and hovers it by the Holy Ghost. He says, until that word becomes life. Amen. Until that word becomes life in the human heart, and all the devils in hell, amen, could not keep it out of there. Amen. No, sir. Whatever the egg is, it'll bring forth. And he said, the Holy Ghost will brood over the church until the word comes to life. Oh, church of the living God. Amen. What have we gathered here today? Amen. Not to sing a bunch of songs, not to hear a sermon. amen, not just to see each other. We have gathered here until the word of Almighty God, amen, becomes life in the church, becomes life in a young person. Now, I'm just going to be myself and preach for a second. Amen. I think that's what we need. We've had enough quotes. We have enough ideas, enough traditions. What we need is the life of God, amen, to come back in the church until it burns sin out, until it burns unbelief out, until some young person, amen, can stand in a place of liberty, in a place of freedom, in a place of joy of the salvation of God. Amen. The Holy Ghost does not come to condemn. The Holy Ghost has come, amen, to make the word life in the heart of the believer. My, to think this morning he is here, amen, to make his word real. How many would say, Lord, make it real to me? He is here to make his word life. How many would say, make it life in me? Amen. I don't want to just leave here with another sermon. I don't just want to leave here hearing a few more songs. I want to leave here with life. Amen. The Bible says in Romans 10:13, amen, for whosoever, amen, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. The Bible says, how then shall they call on him who they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? Now, can I preach to you? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Amen. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? Amen. See, so what does the devil do? The devil fights the preaching of the gospel. The devil fights anointed preaching of the gospel. The prophet said, see, the only thing. Amen. Now you wonder why the devil fights the preaching of the word. Anybody ever wonder that? Amen. Well, if you listen to a prophet, you'll find the answer. The devil fights the preaching of the word because the preaching of the word casts out the devil. He said the only thing that kept me from being saved when I was 12 years old, amen, was because a spirit hung over me. Amen. Let's say that together. A spirit hung over me. Let's say that together. A spirit hung over me. What was it? A devil saying, wait a little while longer. Amen. Amen. If we got any 12 year olds here today, is there anybody? You're 12 years old, buddy. Amen. A prophet of God said he was your age. And he said, I would have given my heart to God a lot sooner. He said, but as a, now listen to this, a 12 year old boy has got a spirit hanging over him. Amen. Who's going to be a prophet of God? Who's going to speak squirrels into existence? Who's going to stop storms in Colorado? Who's going to receive the revelation of the word of seven seals? Amen. But a spirit hung over him as a 12-year-old boy. Amen. Saying, wait a little bit longer. He said, that's the reason you wasn't saved when you become the age of accountability. He said, because a spirit, maybe you got with a crowd and that hovered over you and it kept hanging over you. You wanted to do right. He said, but there's not a man that's got his right mind. Amen. But what wants to do right. But there's something won't let you do right. Amen. See, that's why the devil fights. Amen. He fights you. Amen. There's a spirit hanging over you that won't let you do right. Is that right? Amen. He said, see, that's the devil. Amen. Let's have church here today. Amen. Let's just expose that old devil. Amen. That spirit hanging over you is a devil. It come from the pits of hell. And there's a word here today. Amen. To send it in the direction back to hell. Amen. Where it come from, that you could receive the liberty of Jesus Christ. Is that right? He said, Christ paid for your healing. Christ has done paid for your salvation. Now listen to this. He commissioned his church to do what? To cast them devils out. Amen. He commissioned his church to cast them devils out. Amen. There you are. In my name, they shall cast out devils. Amen. He said, listen, you ain't going to heal nobody. Amen. Are you hearing me? Amen. Salvation is paid for this morning. Amen. Healing is paid for. The preacher is not going to save anybody. Amen. The preacher, Brother Lewis, is not going to heal anybody. He said, but what you are going to do is you're going to cast the devil away from them so they can accept the healing that I've already done for them. Amen. See, in other words, when preachers stand on the platform and preach the gospel, the devils scatter. Amen. The man come to the altar under conviction and say, I want to get saved. He never saved the man. The preacher never saved the man. He cast out the devil.
devil, and the man got saved. Oh, glory. I mean, like shouting right there. Amen. He cast out the devil, and the man got saved. Are you hearing me this morning? Anybody want to get saved? Anybody want the Holy Ghost? Anybody want healing here this morning? Amen. I don't have to do nothing. Amen. But preach the word. Your healing's done paid for. Your salvation is done paid for. The Holy Ghost is done paid for. The only thing that's got to be done is that devil that's standing between you and the purchase power, the purchase promise, has got to be cast away. Oh God. Can I preach this morning? When the preacher's preaching, devils scatter. Amen. He said, see, you sick here this morning, believe that you've been born again and are sons and daughters of God. Then Christ has already healed you. Juvenile diabetes is already healed. Amen. High blood pressure is already healed. Cancer is already healed. He said, see, the only thing keeps you from being well this morning is a spirit hanging over you. You realize there's some of you right now want to say amen, but there's a spirit hanging over you saying you can't say amen. You want to raise your hands, but there's a spirit hanging over you saying you cannot raise your hands. You want to rejoice in the liberty wherewith Christ has set you free, but there's an old spirit hanging over you saying you ain't got a right to rejoice. You ain't got a right to raise your hands, but I take the authority of God's word this morning and I cast out the evil one and I say make way for the liberty of the Holy Ghost. Amen. To fall in this church until every spirit is broken, every power is defeated. I'm not going to save anybody this morning, but I have been sent to preach the word until every spirit hanging over you begins to back up. It begins to scatter. The prophet said, see, it's hanging here this morning. He said, it won't let you fully go out yonder and believe. Amen. God's promise. Amen. You really want to believe. How many believers have we got here today? You really want to believe. Amen. But a spirit hangs between you and that promise and says you can't go out there and believe it. Amen. But let me say it like a prophet said, I believe with all of my heart that every demon power that's in here at this minute is already broken. Glory to God. Amen. Right here at 4 o'clock. Amen. At 4:10 in the afternoon, every demon power that's in this building right now is already broken. Amen. He says, I do believe every sick person in here right now feels a lot different. If that's right, raise up your hand, you who was sick. See, you, what's the matter? That devil has broke away from you. He has to, because faith cometh by hearing and hearing of the word of God. Amen. See, then what does preaching the word do? It cast out the devil. What else does preaching the word do? The prophet said the preaching of the word actually brings a blood veil down in the church. He said, see, through the preaching of the word, it brought down the blood veil. He said, and in there, you see that someone died in your place. He said, then you'll throw down all your earthly possessions, all your fandangle ideas, all your dancing, your immoral living, and all these things you've thought up in your own self that you go to church and you know your rules and your Ten Commandments, your non-eating meat. Oh God, all these things, you lay them aside when you see the blood. Amen. When you see the blood come down. Amen. Is there anybody here this morning want to go to a place where there is no devil? Anybody want to go to a place where there is no fear, where there is no anxiety, where there is no devil power? Anybody want to go there? Anybody want to go to a place where the devil is bound? Let me say it like this. Anybody want to go to a place where the devil can't even get in? The devil can't even get in. Well, then where can we go, Brother Zach? Hey, amen. If we got to go into some other dimension, I'll tell you what a prophet said. He said, while the word is being preached, a blood veil is coming down. He said, and by faith you go through that blood veil. He said, and you're behind the blood, and the devil, amen, can't even get to you because you're behind the blood. And if he did get to you, he'd have to come through the blood himself. Come on, young people. There's a place we can go where there is no COVID. There's a place we can go where there is no fear. There's a place we can go where there is no anxiety. There's a place we can go where there is no peer pressure. There's a place we can go where there is no fear, where there is no tormenting spirits. Where is that place? Amen. It is behind the blood in Christ Jesus. See, then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The prophet said, see, or the word of God made manifest. Amen. So it's not just reading, amen, the word that faith cometh by. It's by hearing the word of God made manifest. When you hear that God done it for somebody else, it increases your faith to believe. If he did it for somebody else, he can do it for me. Is that right? Amen. Can I give you an example? Amen. The prodigal said like this. He said, see, the Holy Ghost is here. Somebody say is here. It's here to reveal to you that God is not a way off object or a historical something. He said he is a living present tense. His word made manifest. He's hid himself in human veil in his church, revealing himself by your faith. Amen. And my faith coming together, making the unit of God. He said, I can do nothing without you. You can do nothing without me. Neither could do anything without God. Amen. So together, it makes the unit, the connection. He said, God sent me for the purpose. Now listen, he's showing you that there's a, amen, how many likes dramas? How many likes plays? Amen. There's actually a drama taking place here this morning. Amen. How many knows in a drama, amen, I'm not talking about church drama or family drama, I'm talking about a play. Amen. In a drama, amen, there's parts got to be played. And if one person misses their part, it can throw the entire play off. Amen. 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 There's an expected end. Oh God. There's an expected end. Amen. Somebody has wrote the... What can I preach this morning? Somebody's wrote the drama. Somebody's wrote the script. Brother Samuel, but there's got to be somebody. Amen. Fulfill the different parts. Are you with me? Amen. Amen. Now this is going to be real stupid or real simple, but can I give you a drama? Okay. Amen. Amen. You got a house, you got a table, and you got a grocery store. Amen. And you're going to have people over to eat. You got to have somebody, amen, going to go to the grocery store. The end of the play is somebody is going to sit at the table and eat. Amen. But you got to have parts. Somebody's got to go get the food. Somebody's got to cook it. Somebody's got to set the table. Somebody's got to prepare. Amen. Are you hearing me? There's parts to be played. Amen. And if one part is missing, then the expected end will not come up. Amen. But when that writer writes that play, he chooses somebody, amen, to play the parts. Amen. To fulfill the roles. Amen. That the expected end might be wrote. Oh, and to think this morning that that same Lord Jesus, amen, that said he would send anointed preachers, is the same God who said, I have good thoughts towards you. They're not evil thoughts. Amen. To give you an expected end. Then right here this morning, in this service, you've got a part to play. Come on, you got a part to play. Well, Brother Andrew, I'm not preaching. You got a part to play. I'm not singing. You got a part to play. The prophet said, you bring your faith, and I bring my faith. He said, see, and neither of us could do anything without God. He said, so when God sent me for the purpose, I have fulfilled my part this morning. Amen. God called me to preach. He called me. He placed a gift in my life to preach this message. Amen. Brother Wade called me and asked me to come and speak. Amen. I have showed up this morning. I have studied. I've prepared. I have taught. I'm giving to you what I believe God laid on my heart to give you. I have come here to fulfill my purpose. God sent me here for the purpose. He said, now notice, here's the next part, is you believe it. Amen. Amen. The preacher can stand here and preach it perfectly and preach it from every direction, but until somebody believes it, amen, nothing's going to happen. He said, but when I come for my purpose and you believe your purpose, then something's going to happen. Glory to God. I believe here this morning, amen, something is happening. Something is happening. The prophet said you can only serve God as you do, amen, as you believe the servants that God sends you. You can only serve God on earth. See, as God's servants are sent on the earth by divine inspiration, interprets the word to you, and you believe it. See, then as I am standing here, amen, interpreting or preaching the word to you, amen, you've got to believe it. You've got to believe it. Well, Brother Andrew, I don't want to believe it. Well, if it was my opinion, you've got a right not to believe it. If it was my idea, you've got a right not to believe it. But I have given myself, amen, to study what a prophet said. And if I'm going to fill a pulpit, I'm going to say what a prophet said. Therefore, there's no question on whether we can believe it or not. If a prophet said it, amen, somebody's going to preach it. And somebody's going to believe it. See, amen, we're laying around in an example. How many knows there was a girl in the Bible named Hannah? The Bible says, you know there's a girl in there named Hannah. Right. Hannah was a barren woman. She had never had a child. The Bible says she was bearing a reproach for being a barren woman. The prophet of God said one day she got in her house and she got to reading the scrolls and she received a revelation from God. You're going to have a baby. Now, Brother Wade, here's what's amazing to me. But let me say, when Hannah received that revelation, you're going to have a baby. He said she automatically went to church. She automatically went to church. So whatever revelation Hannah got didn't keep her out of church. It brought her to church. Whatever revelation she received didn't keep her away from the church. It didn't elevate her above the church. Her revelation actually brought her to the church. The prophet said she come in the church. Now watch this. He said she interrupted the service. He said she come in and she was screaming. She was shouting. She was rejoicing. And she ran down to the altar. And he says the minister, Eli, the priest, amen, came out of the study. And he walked up to her and he said, how long will you be drunk on strong drink? She said, I'm not drunk. She said, God met me this morning and said, Hannah, you're going to receive a child and you're going to give birth to a child and I'm going to remove the reproach over your life that you've been carrying all these years. And she said, Eli, all I know is something clicked on the inside of my soul. I pushed through criticism. I pushed through unbelievers to get here. Amen. And the prophet of God said, Eli looked at her. You know what Eli was? He was the preacher. He was the anointed preacher. He looked at her and said, that's thus saith the Lord. He said she went on and announced with God's blessings. Now, can I preach to you for a second? She had to go through the hall of critics to get there. She had to walk through the hall of critics. She had to walk, amen, through people saying, there's that barren woman. There's that barren child. That barren woman never had a child. Amen. But she kept on going and she kept on pressing. Amen. Now let me show you something. Amen. Just because you make it to church don't mean things are automatically going to get easier. It don't mean things are automatically going to get better. She went to church. Brother Zach, amen, with that kind of faith, should God not have come down and give her a child right there? And she come out of the building carrying the child. But the prophet said that God made her wait 9 months. He made her wait 9 months that that child could come to full maturity. Listen, friends, as a sign to show you, amen, that are you willing to stand the test and the persecution after you've received the promise? Come on now. Amen. Let's preach a minute. Amen. 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 You realize she walked through critics to get to church. Do you realize when she left, she walked to them same critics on the way to church? They said, Hannah, where are you going? She said, I'm going down to church. What are you going for? Cause God gave me a promise. I'm going to have a child. They said, oh yeah, sure you are. That's right, Brother Samuel. Oh yeah, sure you are. Yes, sure you're going to have a child. Sure you're going to have a baby. Amen. We'll see. Amen. And she come back. Amen. Do you realize she didn't even stop to listen to them? They were still there criticizing her. But faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And she received the word of faith in her womb that manifested a child. What are you saying? I'm saying somebody's going to preach it. Amen. Eli was going to preach that God is able to give a child. God is able. Amen. The prophet said, you know where she got inspiration to believe? From Sarah. Amen. Eli, oh God. Brother Lewis, no doubt Eli preached about Sarah. And Hannah sat there, brother, and heard Eli minister about Sarah. And one day, oh God, amen, one day, Brother Bob, the revelation dropped in her heart right there in the middle of the service while Eli was preaching. I can imagine, Brother Zach, amen, Hannah stood up and said, if God did it for Sarah, he gonna do it for me. If God did it for her, he's gonna do it for me. If he did it before, he can do it again, because he's God and his word is true and his power is here to perform the word. Glory to God. Amen. Something anchored in her heart and she began to testify, I'm going to have a child. Are you hearing me? Amen. Somebody's going to preach it. Somebody's going to preach it. And somebody, oh God, let me just say it like this. Somebody's going to preach God as a savior. Somebody is going to preach God as a healer. Somebody is going to preach that God gives the Holy Ghost. Somebody is going to preach that God breaks the strongholds of pornography. Somebody is going to preach that you are more than an overcomer. Somebody is going to preach greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Somebody is going to preach William Branham was a prophet. Somebody is going to preach the seventh seal is open. Somebody is going to preach the third pool. Somebody is going to preach the future home. Somebody is going to preach Revelation 10:1 is fulfilled. Are you hearing me? Somebody's going to preach it. But now let's turn a corner. If somebody's going to preach it, then somebody's got to believe it. Is there any believers here this morning that says as long as somebody will preach it, I will believe it because I'm a believer? Somebody's going to preach it. Somebody's going to believe it. And when somebody preaches it and somebody believes it, we're going to have a breakthrough. Come on, we're going to have a breakthrough. I believe it's on the audience here tonight. Can I bring that to Lula, Georgia in the year of 2021 when COVID is raging through the land, when churches are closing, when people's hearts are failing for fear, when people can't even come to the house of God no more? Amen. I believe somebody is going to take a rapture. I believe somebody is going to take a body change. I'm not a crazy man. I'm a believer. I believe the word. It's the word of faith. See, the prophet said, what time is this? This is adoption time. When the Bible would say that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are what? They are the sons of God. He says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage. Somebody say the spirit of bondage. The spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption. Somebody say the spirit of adoption. The spirit of adoption. Amen. Whereby we cry. Amen. Isn't that amazing? We don't nod and we don't give a thumbs up. Amen. Amen. But we actually cry. We actually get vocal. We actually open our mouth. Amen. We cry, Abba, Father. Amen. Do you realize what's happening? There is a Pentecostal age. Amen. And the prophet said it this way. He said, by sensations and emotions is where Pentecost missed it. They went by who was speaking in tongues. Now, amen, you said, but Andrew, this is a youth service. I know, but I'm preaching some stability, if that's okay. Amen, we don't go by feelings. We don't go by sensations. That's where Pentecost missed it. Amen, one day if they were shouting, they were saved. And the next day if they were in the mully grubs, they were lost. Amen, but this message has brought us to an adoption faith, which is not the spirit of bondage, again to fear. Amen, oh, God. Can I preach for a minute? Amen. People tell me all the time. They say, well, if this message is so real, then how come we can't find the prophet's quotes in the scriptures? I say, well, how come you can't read? Because I'm going to show you Romans 8:14 and 15 right here in a message called God Rich in Mercy. I'm only saying this not to mix up doctrine, but to straighten it out, that we might get away. Somebody say get away. Get away from this fear and scare. You don't know who you are. You're not going to be, but now you are the sons of God. See, you always were the sons of God. So the spirit of bondage again to fear. One day I'm a son, one day I'm not. One day I'm heaven bound, one day I'm hell bound. Amen. But the spirit of adoption has quickened your soul. Amen. To believe, if I ever was a son of God, I always was a son of God. If my name was ever on the Lamb's book of life, it was always on the Lamb's book of life. And there ain't enough devils in hell or spirits hanging over the church today that can take that out of our hearts. I'm not talking about intellectual. I'm talking about supernatural. Hello, I'm not talking about intellectual, I'm talking about supernatural. Intellectual deals with the head, supernatural deals with the heart. Amen. And the prophet of God said, we today are God's spiritual church with a spiritual law written on the tables of our heart. We are being led in a spiritual form. Isn't that amazing? Then whatever the spirit of God in you will lead your soul to believe, that is yours. Are you hearing me? What? Oh God. Whatever the Spirit of God in you will lead your soul to believe that is yours. Now come on. Well, Brother Andrew, then we don't need preachers. Oh yes, we do. Well, Brother Andrew, if we got the Spirit of God, we don't need a preacher. Amen. A preacher stands there to confirm the word that's in your soul. Anybody ever been to a concert, to a singing or something? You ever been to a concert? You get tickets, right? Hey, it astounds me. You get tickets months in advance. You've had months to look at those tickets. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you get a ticket and that ticket says you're in row 4, seat 8. You know that. You've been looking at that ticket. I'm in row 4. I'm in seat 8. Amen. And you know what amazes me? And you get there, and Brother Lewis, there's somebody at the door that says, show me your ticket. Why? It's paid for. No, show me your ticket. So you show them their ticket, and they say, follow me. And you say, well, where are you taking me? I'm taking you to your seat. I'm going to show you your seat. Well, I know my seat. Well, follow me. I'm going to take you to your... Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? And they lead you. They lead you to your seat. And they say, here's row 4, and there's seat 8. And Brother Wade, in your mind, you're thinking, I knew that before I even met you. Amen. But you needed somebody, amen, that could lead you and could confirm what you was carrying. Oh, glory to God. Listen, friends, we have got a message. We have got books. We have got tapes. Amen. But may I say, thank God for sending Holy Ghost filled preachers who will stand behind the pulpit and will refer to what a prophet said to confirm the word of faith in our heart, that when we see the Holy Ghost moving, we can say the waters are troubled. It's time to step in. When we see the shaking in the mulberry bush and the angels flowing out of the benches of heaven, we know it's time to go to war. Glory, God has sent a spirit with anointed preachers, with an anointed word to lead us and guide us into all truth. Now the prophet said this, can I have a few more minutes? The prophet said, see, he said the power that will raise us up is right in us now. If you've got a shadow of the power of God in you, you've got power to speak a world into existence. And go live a private life on it. If you can what? Believe it. Then whatever God, somebody say whatever God will lead your soul to believe, that is yours. Whatever God will lead your soul to believe, that is yours. What did Zechariah say? He said, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit saith the Lord. Then what happens? The word, remember, said that it's in wisdom versus faith. He said the word was already sown in the disciples. The word was already sown in him. He said, then what happened? He said he sent his spirit, amen, to energize the word. He said the water of the word of faith energizes the word of God and makes it work. See, then there is an energy coming in the church. Amen. It's not Energizer Bunny. Amen. It's not 5-hour energy. It's not Red Bull. It's not Monsters. Amen. It's a Holy Ghost energy. It's a Holy Ghost energy flowing in the church, energizing your heart, energizing your soul. Come on, church. Energizing you to raise your hands. Energizing you to sing. Energizing you to clap. Y'all know as well as I know, there's times you've come in here, you didn't even feel like being here. But before you left with a blessing. You know why? Because there was an energy of the Holy Ghost, amen, flowing through the church that was energizing your innermost being to believe God is still God and His Word is still true and His power is still here. Are you hearing me? Amen. And when that energy comes in the church, Brother Bram says, when you really realize that God has revealed to you the truth of the thing, there's nothing in the world going to defeat you in it. You're absolutely, somebody say, you're absolutely. Say, I am absolutely. Brother Bram says, you're absolutely undefeatable. Not you, but God that's in you. Amen. See, not Christ, not the body. He said, but this, the word that was in him, not Mary, but the word that was born from her. Then the prophet said, you become the word as you receive the word. When you really realize the truth of the thing, you are absolutely. Can I finish this? You are absolutely undefeatable. Come on. Come on, woman with issue of blood. You've had it for 12 years. Amen. 12 years of bad doctor's reports has not defeated you. Oh God. Amen. 12 years of doctor visits has not defeated you. 12 years of disappointments has not defeated you. Are you hearing me? She had been holding on for 12 years when she heard of Jesus. Can I preach to you for a minute? Brother Zach, when she heard of Jesus, the Bible says the blood was flowing from her body. Amen. I don't know. Amen. Y'all know that if you ain't got blood, you ain't gonna live long. If you're losing blood, you ain't gonna live much longer. Amen. And the Bible says this woman's blood was flowing from her body. She was in a terrible condition. Let me say it like this. She didn't even have the physical strength. Amen. To press through the crowd. She didn't have the physical strength. Amen. To get through the press. Amen. Then Brother Zach, where did her strength come from? I'll tell you where it come from. Amen. The word is a seed. And that word had been sown in her. And she had heard there was a man named Jesus passing by. And when she heard Jesus was passing by, the Spirit of God. Glory to God. The Spirit of God began to energize her. It's your last chance, but believe again. It's your last opportunity. Are you hearing me? Where was her energy coming from? It was coming from the Spirit. Where is your energy coming from? It's coming from the Spirit. Oh God, I hope you're hearing me. When you're too weak to even believe in your human elements, in your human body, there is an energy. The prophet said there's an energy flowing. He said there's an energy flowing through the church. He said that is literally electrifying. Go look it up. It's a direct quote. The energy of the Holy Spirit is literally electrifying the church of the living God. Come on. Let's preach this morning, church. Amen. There's a liberty in here. There's electricity flowing. It's not coming from Edison. It's not coming from Appalachian Power or whoever supplies your power. It's coming from God. Come on, young people. Amen. Why are you still here in the face of everything you thought? Why are you still believing in the face of every letdown you've had? Because there's a word. There's a seed that's been sown in you. And there's a Spirit here. Amen. To energize the word that was sown in you. Oh, glory to God. I may be persecuted. So was Mary. But you know what my prophet said? He said, when was Christ Jesus? He was being formed in Mary. That's when the persecution set in. Come on. When that woman was getting the closest to the hem of his garment, that's when the persecution set in. And when Christ Jesus was being formed in the womb of Mary, he said that's when the persecution set in. But can I tell you what? Amen. I'm gonna take the brakes off and preach here for a second. Amen. If that's okay. Amen. Mary broke through. Amen. She was anointed to break through. You know why? Because she was carrying. Mary was carrying the breakthrough. Hello, Mary was carrying the breakthrough. What is the breakthrough? The breakthrough is the word. The breakthrough's not a shout. The breakthrough's not a dance. We do those things when we do breakthrough. Amen. But the breakthrough is the word which scatters the devil that a son of God, amen, can believe the word concerning them. Glory to God. Are you hearing me, church? We are going to break through. We are anointed to break through. What are we? We are believers. We are believers. We believe the word of promise. Then what does the word of faith and the word of promise say? Brigham says, now listen to this. He says, now care all this message. How many cares for all the message? You want it all. 47 to 65. Three pulls, seven seals, seven, you want it all. Theophany. He said, care all this message. And when you listen to the tape, even maybe I'll be gone someday when the Lord is finished with me here on the earth. And you'll refer back to this. Listen to my voice. What I'm telling you. If he takes me before his coming, you just remember I've spoke to you in the name of the Lord by the word of the Lord. If he takes me before his coming, you refer back to what's said on them tapes under my voice. It's been said. Can I have some liberty? In the name of the Lord, by the word of the Lord. And the prophet said, see, what is it? It is vindicated words. In other words, Brother Wade, what you hear on them tapes, it's okay to repeat. What you hear a prophet say, it's okay to say. And a prophecy of a breakthrough, amen, was vindicated words. Then when I heard a prophet say, don't doubt, just have faith and believe. I believe there's a breakthrough going to happen tonight. It's on the audience. I didn't receive that as passing comments. I didn't receive that as the words of inspiration of a man. I received that as a prophetic word that somebody is going to be in Laodicea under all kinds of pressure, under all kinds of fears, under all kinds of anxieties, but they're going to break through it. They're going to break through it because the word, the word is in them. The spirit is energizing the word. Oh God, what did Peter say? He said there's an entrance. Somebody say entrance. There's an entrance which shall be ministered unto you, he says, abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then what are we doing here? We are entering into the influence of another kingdom. What did Jesus say in the model prayer? He says, thy kingdom come. The kingdom of heaven is preached. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Are you hearing me? Amen. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Then what that tells me is there's a kingdom people on the earth who is manifesting the kingdom of heaven on earth now. What is his will? His will is his word. See, then he said, thy word, thy will be done. Thy word be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, as I try to land this Boeing 777, there's one of two things going to happen to you in this age. Are you hearing me? There's one of two things going to happen. You're either going to have a breakthrough, or you're going to have a breakdown. You're either going to have a breakthrough, or you're going to have a breakdown. Well, Brother Andrew, there's not that big of a difference. There is a difference. See, a breakdown, listen to what a breakdown is. A breakdown is a mechanical failure. Mechanical. Are you with me? A mechanical failure, a failure of relationship or system. But watch this. But a breakthrough. So in other words, you can have all the mechanics and still have a breakdown. But a breakthrough, I love this, is a sudden, dramatic, important discovery or development. It is an instance of achieving success in a particular sphere or activity. What does the word sphere mean? It means domain. It means realm or kingdom. So Peter said, an entrance into the everlasting kingdom shall be preached unto you, and ye shall enter in. Are you hearing me? Amen. The prophet of God, listen, I want you to hear this. The prophet of God standing in the discernment line. He says, Almighty God, author of life and giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon this woman and heal her. Thou art here, Lord, and this devil knows his time has come. Devil knows his time has come. To this woman, he says, entering into this sphere of faith here. To this woman, entering this sphere of faith here, he knows he's got to lose. He cannot hold her any longer. Well, may I, in closing, may I tell the devil, amen, in this church service this afternoon, upon these young people, Satan, you've got to turn loose. You can't hold them any longer. You've tried, but your power is defeated. You've tried to hold on. You've tried to bind them, but the spirit of a breakthrough is flowing through the church. There's an energy coming. We're going to break through. You're entering in this sphere of faith here. He knows you're going to lose. He cannot hold her any longer. Listen, thou death spirit, come out of her. In the name of Jesus Christ, I charge thee to leave the woman. Now watch this. Can you hear me? He says, do you hear me? Amen. Now notice this. This was in the ear that's been deaf all the time. Do you realize this woman was standing there, amen, healed before, oh God, before she come in the prayer line, she was already healed. You say she was already healed, Brother Zach, then why didn't she come up with a good ear? Because there was a spirit hanging over her that would not let her fully go out yonder and believe she was healed. There was a spirit, I'm closing, there was a spirit clamping that nerve. There was a spirit shutting off her ear, amen, from hearing what she should hear, but she was already healed. Are you hearing me? So when she stood before a prophet, it was her opportunity for a breakthrough. It was her opportunity to break through that spirit and go out yonder and fully believe the God that made the promise was there present to confirm the promise. He says, do you hear me? Can you hear me? This was in the ear that's been deaf all the time. Do you hear me? He says, say amen. Why did he choose the word hallelujah? Why did he choose the word, thanksgiving? Why did he choose the word glory? He chose the word amen, because what does amen mean? It means it's finished. It means it's over. It means it's settled. It means Jesus Christ himself is the amen. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Say amen. I love this. And you know what the sister says? Amen. Amen. Now it's not just a preacher who was sent with faith, commissioned to preach the word of faith, standing there saying, amen, he's a healer. Amen, he's a deliverer. Amen, he's a great physician. But now her faith is contacted in another realm. And now it's no longer just him saying it. It's now her saying it. I am healed. Do you hear me? Say amen. I love this. Say, I love the Lord. She says, I love the Lord. Say, praise the Lord. She says, praise the Lord. Say, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Say amen. Amen. Oh God, y'all probably think I'm a crazy fanatic, and that's all right. Amen. I'm a fanatic for Jesus. Amen. I think we ought to have some life in this message. I think if a woman that's been deaf her whole life, amen, can stand in the presence of a prophet and receive her healing, then what about the church of the living God this morning? Are you hearing me? Amen. I'll tell you what that devil's been doing. He's been trying to cut off your hearing. He's been trying to cut off your hearing. What does the Bible say? Amen. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of God saith unto the churches. And you know what? When you hear something, you can only repeat what you hear. You know why you ain't living in no more victory? Because the devil's cut off your hearing. You ain't hearing no more. But if that nerve can come open to begin to hear the word again, and you hear a preacher say, you are victorious, then you'll say, I am victorious. If you can hear a preacher say, you are an overcomer, then you'll say, I am an overcomer. Are you hearing me? What's happening? The devil has lost his hold over you. You broke through. You broke through. You broke through into a realm with God where all things, somebody say all things are possible. The prophet says it this way. He says, if you can break through, that prayer of faith breaks through. He says, see what it is? How many knows Daniel prayed 21 days? The prophet of God said, but the Lord heard him the first time. Now watch this. And the angel says, the prince. I'm closing right here. Then he said unto me, fear not, Daniel. For from the first day, somebody say the first day. Thou didst set thy heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God. Thy words were heard. And I come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 1 and 20 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. And I remained there with the kings of Persia. He said, listen, I heard you. I heard you the first time you prayed. I heard you the first time you asked. But I was withstood, but I didn't give up. And Daniel did, you didn't give up. You prayed 21 days. I fought 21. Oh God. I stood there because I knew there was a breakthrough coming. This is what the prophet says. If the blessings placed on you, hold still. If the blessings placed on you, how many will raise your hand and say, the blessing's been placed on me? If the blessing has been placed on you, Brother Andrew, the blessing had been placed on me. Go read Revelation 1:3. Unto him that heareth and readeth, there is a blessing. If you just hear this prophecy and read this prophecy, there's a blessing placed upon you. Sometimes it's days before it can get to you. Daniel prayed one time and the angel didn't get there for 21 days. Is that right? He said, I've seen the time where men and women would wait for weeks. But the first thing you know, here we go, all at once it happened. All at once it happened. The angel passing through the neighborhood. What are you saying? I'm saying don't give up. You're anointed to break through. You're anointed to believe. Are you hearing me? You know God still moves. You believe that? You believe God still moves. No matter how long you've been carrying something, in a matter of a moment, while the word's being preached, you can be delivered from that thing forever. Back in April, first night of our spring tent meetings there, I was ministering Wednesday night. I didn't know there was a woman there who'd been in a car wreck 20 years before that time. 20 years, Brother Bob, she'd been in a car wreck. She'd been carrying a fear of that car wreck for 20 years. 20 years she'd been carrying it. On the first night of that meeting, while I was ministering on the attraction, what is the attraction? Something's drawing you to it. The Spirit of God dropped down right there on the first night of that meeting. And delivered that woman of that fear she had been carrying for 20 years. Are you hearing me? He's still the God of breakthroughs. He still comes through. Do you love him this evening? Let our musicians come. Listen, church. We're not looking for the mechanics. He says we're looking for the dynamics of it. He said, we've got the mechanics of the religious of the Bible so bottleized. He says, it looks like a great big 16 or 35 coach train sitting out here on a track. He says, but if you haven't got any steam in it, it takes the dynamics. Somebody say dynamics. To perform with the mechanics. In desperation, he says, then at the end of the message, you see the attraction, or see the acts of the great Holy Spirit. See him come down visible before people. Even take pictures of it. See it working and showing that it's not a man. It's not a preacher. It's not a certain congregation. It's the Holy Spirit showing the same thing it did when it was embodied in the body of Jesus Christ. He says now, notice him turn a corner. Now it's embodied in the body of his bride. Ooh, brother. Got all the, Brother Andrew, I think we're good with the mechanics. Okay, well let's go to David and Saul. Saul had all the mechanics. Right? He had the armor, he had the sword, he had everything. But when Goliath laid out his boast, Saul's armor broke down under the pressure of Goliath's boast. But David's dynamic experience stood there and said, I've seen a bear come down. I've seen a lion come down. This uncircumcised Philistine will come down as well. Are you hearing me? He's the God of breakthroughs. Can I tell you something? You come to church and sometimes you sit there and you think, you know what? I'm thinking my own thoughts. Ain't nobody hearing them. I don't want to be here. I'd rather be somewhere else. And you're thinking all these thoughts. Let me just let you on a little secret. God hears all the thoughts you're thinking. Can I share a little testimony with you? Back in 2018, we was out at Brother Mike Walls doing a youth camp there. It was on the second night of that meeting. It was outside under a shed. And we was preaching away. We was having a good service. You know how he's preaching.
And there was liberty, but all of a sudden a storm come in. When the storm come in, it started lightning and thundering and pouring rain. I mean, rain was just pouring. Thankfully, we was under a tent or under a shed. And a lightning struck hit, and it went, I mean, when it hit, I mean, it was like, it lit up the sky. I was almost ready to throw the microphone. So I thought, if it strikes this microphone, it's got to have somewhere to go. When I did, the lightning struck and the power went out in the building. I mean, went totally out. And God's my witness. My wife was there. When that happened, that place went into an uproar. I mean, they were shouting. They were screaming. I look back, Brother Mike. Brother Mike was just weeping. He was just rejoicing, shaking the power of God. And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, how in the world did this happen? How was I standing here preaching? The power goes out and the service goes to another level. Well, brother, when I did, I thought the power was out. So if the power's out, the mic ain't going to work. So I laid the microphone down. When I did, I heard this. There's no light. Everything's pitch black, but the microphone's still working. I grabbed that microphone up. I said, God is still God. His word is still. I mean, and the place went into another level of praise. Man, I'm talking about it was wide open preaching then. It was actually fun preaching then. I mean, it was just damn, you know, demons flying, devils flying. I mean, the power of God roll. It was a good meeting. But I left there thinking, and we saw mighty things happen. But I left there thinking, why did the power go out? That service go another level. I pick up the microphone and it go to the, we didn't stage these acts. We didn't get out and plan this. How did this happen? And for years, I've carried that in my mind of what happened. Until the other day, I was back up there preaching that youth camp a few weeks ago, and I got on a golf cart with a brother, and he said, Brother Andrew, I need to thank you. I said, well, I'm thinking back in my mind, he's thanking me for coming. So I said, well, you know, God bless you, brother. Thank you all for having us. It's been good to be here. He said, well, I appreciate you coming. He said, but I need to thank you for something more. I said, what's that? He said, does this name ring a bell? He called this girl's name. I said, brother, I'm sorry, it don't. He said, well, let me tell you who that is. That's my daughter. He said, and if you'll recall a few years ago when you was here preaching, the power went out. He said, and you laid the microphone down and you picked it back up. I said, yes, sir. He said, my daughter was sitting there running from the Lord. He said, she didn't even want to be there. He said, she had said there is nothing to serving God. There is nothing to living for him. He said, she was sitting there and she said these words. She said, God, if you're real, prove yourself to me. And if you're not, then let something happen and let that preacher shut up. That's what she said. Let that preacher shut up. I'm tired of hearing him. He said, and no more than she said that, he said the power went out, and these were her next words. Well, right there goes to prove he can't preach now. The microphone don't even work. He said, and you picked it back up, and you said, God is God. He said, my daughter fell right there under the conviction of the Holy Ghost. Said she surrendered her heart to God, received the Holy Ghost, said this is her testimony. She wasn't even wanting to hear the word, but the preacher kept on preaching. Are you hearing me? That girl's still serving God today. He's the God of breakthroughs, church. Don't give up. Amen. Keep on preaching. Though there's obstacles, keep on preaching. Though the service is quiet, somebody keep on pulling. And before long, you will pull a breakthrough in the church. And there'll be a victory like you've never seen before. There'll be an outpouring like you've never seen before. It's still in the Word. Won't you stand to your feet with us this evening? He's still God. His word is still true. His power is still here. He's still giving the Holy Ghost. He's still casting out devils. What is he? He's the God of breakthroughs. He's the God of breakthroughs. You know, sometimes the prophet of God said like this. He said, wow. Look at this quote. God is here this afternoon. That's his direct statement. He says, God in expectation 54. Well, now look, God is here this afternoon. Now we got to follow the law of God. He said, the law of God is one accord, love one for the other. He said, see, how, oh my. He says, there you are, one accord, everybody under expectations that God's going to pour down his power. Listen, you know it's here. Scientifically, you know it's here. Looky here. How can Miss Waldrop be sitting here dying with cancer? How many across the world are the thousands times thousands of cases? Listen, how could you, a drunkard a few weeks ago or a few months ago, and a gentleman this afternoon? How could you, a street harlot a few weeks ago and a lady this afternoon, by the transforming power of God being transmitted by the Holy Ghost into your heart, changed your nature, changed your making, it made you another person. Is that right? You might have not felt it. Now, I don't know about that, but it's here anyhow. Are you hearing me? Brother Andrew, I don't feel it, but it's here anyhow. Whether you feel it or not, let's give God thanks for it. It's here anyhow. Whether you feel it or not, let's give God thanks. It's here just the same. Whether you feel this transforming power or not, that don't matter, sis. It's here the same. Then watch a prophet turn and says, now watch this. He says, there's streaks going through this room right now. He says, do you feel them? He said, you don't feel them. He said, you know why? Because they're ordained to be picked up by televisions. He said, a television picks it up. Amen. That streak flashing. Can I finish this? Is that okay? He said, that streak flashing through the air, it'll fly. Brother, it'll go right by you and you won't feel nothing. You know why? Because you weren't ordained to pick it up. But it goes by a television, and a television grabs it and displays the picture. He said, see, now it's the same way here. He said, if our body was magnetized like that, he says, to one word, he says, that word is yes. Somebody say that word, yes. Say it loud. Yes. See, stretched out from the window, this window, it's sweeping through the building. It's going right through you. And somebody's saying yes on the radio. He says, well, it comes right through. As it goes through them, the power's electronic. Forth it goes through your body. Now when it hits against the crystal, it catches it, and you see the television say yes. Oh God. When the television catches the word yes, it'll say yes. When the radio catches the word yes, it'll say yes. He said, now if God up there said, by his stripes you were healed, the Holy Ghost entwines, brings that down by the power of God, your heart is set on that, it says yes, by his stripes we are healed. Mark 11:24. Yes, Lord, I believe the meeting's on the road. He said, then stand there like that till the power of God comes down. And when it hits, it says yes. And then the next man says yes. Look, then you got double power of yes. Amen. Then triple power. Then four times power of yes. Then the first thing you know, it becomes thousands of powers of yes. Then the Holy Spirit moves in and confirms the word with signs and wonders following. That's it. When you just give yourself to the word. Oh, church, can I show you how this works? Amen. Let somebody stand up and say, God is a healer. And Brother Wade says, yes. And Brother Aaron says, and Brother Lewis says, and Brother Zach says, and Brother Bob says, he's not in here. And you say, 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 young man. Brother Samuel, what do you say? Young sister, what do you say? What do you say? Young man, what do you say? Do you see what's happening? The power of yes is gathering in the building, and the devils are scattering when the sons and daughters of God begin to move and begin to manifest under the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. My, then can we have a breakthrough? Can we have a breakthrough? Can our young people get the Holy Ghost? Can our young people overcome? Young people, you are anointed. Yes, you are anointed to break through this age. No matter how long you've had the condition, you're anointed to break through. Let's bow our hearts together. Do you love the Lord this evening? Y'all forgive me. I pray I haven't held you too long. Oh my. Isn't he a real God? Isn't he a real good God? Oh my. I've often wondered, church, many times why you'll have songs like, I'll say yes to your will and to your way. I've wondered why that in services sometimes you'll be sitting beside somebody and you'll hear them say, yes, 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 yes. And then a prophet comes along and says, it's a word that releases the power of God in the church of the living God. Friends, I don't know how long you've been going through what you've been going through. I don't know how long you've been facing it. Maybe 2 days, maybe 2 years. Maybe 12 years like the woman with the issue of blood. Maybe your physical strength is gone. You really don't even know how you made it to church today. It's because there's an energy flowing in you. the energy of the Holy Ghost is energizing you to believe. Oh my. Do you love him here today? With every head bowed, every eye closed. Will there be anybody here today could say, Lord, I need some of that energy. I need some of that energy. I need to be energized to believe. I need to be energized. I'm getting weary. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sis. God bless you there, brother. Hands going up all over the building. My hand as well. Maybe you're getting tired. You don't know where to turn, where to go. Can I tell you, God bless you, young man. He sees your hand there. He's anointed you to break through. As you hear the word, you become the word. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we bow our hearts and our heads in your presence, Lord, as we lift up our hands before you today, dear God, Lord, we recognize our inabilities. We recognize our humanity. Lord, we recognize today that without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we couldn't even make it to this service today. Without you, we would throw up our hands and quit. But Lord, with you, all things are possible. Now, Father, I have fulfilled my commission. Lord, as your prophet stood there in 1950s and preached a sermon called Believe in God, he said, now I fulfilled my commission. He said, now you come here and fulfill your commission. Then he turns and says, as you come here to fulfill your commission, I'll now fulfill mine. I'll lay my hands upon you and I'll cast that spirit away from you. Father, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl under the sound of my voice today, every one of us today, Lord, are facing spirits. Lord, there's spirits hanging over this age. There's spirits hanging over these young people. There's spirits hanging over these elders here today. Their spirits is trying to hinder them, Lord. Their spirits is trying to bind them and keep them from going out there and fully believing the promise of God. But today, Father, as I report for duty, I stand here upon the authority of your word. And I remind them, demon spirits, you are defeated. Your power was broken 2,000 years ago. There's a believer you're hanging over. And in the name of Jesus Christ, remove your hold, Satan. Come away from every young girl. Come away from every young man here. Satan, you demon of unbelief that would hang over them, that would try to get them to question if there is a God, or if this message is the truth, or if the Holy Ghost is for them. Satan, I expose you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I bind you. I silence your voice by the authority of the word. Speak no more to that young person, but flee from them in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, may there be some young person here today that can break through, Father. They can break through the press. They can break through the anxiety, Lord. They can break through the nervousness, Lord. They can break through the depression, Father. Lord, may they break through today, God, into a realm. Lord, to believe your word is true. To believe your power is here. To believe that there is a word been sown in them, Father, from before the foundation of the world. And you sent your spirit, Lord, to quicken or to energize that word. Father, may you charge every one of my brothers and sisters here today. Charge them in a supernatural way, I pray. Lord, may there be overcomers here. May there be overcomers, birth, Father. May there be weary spirits here today, Lord, strengthened by your power. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Oh, can we raise our hands up all over this building today? Can we just worship him right now? Can we just worship him right now? Can we just praise the God of breakthrough right now? We're breaking through right now. Listen, it's an achievement in another sphere. It's going into a realm to believe that what the word says is for you. Oh, come up a little bit higher today, young people. Come up a little bit higher today, my brother, my sister. Come up higher in the presence of God. Oh, hallelujah.
It must be God here in my soul, 'cause I feel the pull.
With all our hearts now.
Oh, I hear the pull.
Do you feel the pull here today?
I hear. Oh, can we just raise our hands to Him right now? Hallelujah. And I know His Spirit. Is His Spirit moving you today? Is it moving you to go out there and fully believe? To fully believe the message? To fully believe the promise concerning you? He's here to move you today. The move is on. The move is on. And I, if anybody needs prayer, we're here to pray for you today. God bless you.
Lord, please come and take control. I feel the pull.
I want to hear the word.
I went to hear the word. And with each line
today. Now you need to reap the benefits of the word that's been preached. The altar's open if you need anything.
Your friend. God's going to be the best friend you've ever had in your life.
Come and take control. I feel the hope.
You know, if you are arrested, you're arrested. What do you do? You surrender everything you got. Now what if you just do this?
That's right.
That policeman may not know what you got on the, in that other hand. You haven't fully surrendered.
Right.
Either way. But if you got both hands up,
All right.
There's no doubt. You have surrendered everything you have. So let's sing this song one more time and let's surrender ourselves. Both hands up. Not just one. Let's don't be lazy. Both hands up. Because you know what? The devil can hide behind that one right here. But he can't hide behind these two right here.
Come on.
When Christ was at Calvary, he didn't hang off one hand. He hung off both hands. He surrendered everything he had. So let's sing this one more time. I feel the pull. And let's surrender to Him. Give Him everything you got.
Please come and take control. I feel the pull.
Let's raise our hands to Him. Just give it all to Him.
I feel the pull.
Lord, we surrender everything we got.
I hear the call.
All of our fears and anxieties and all of the cares of life. Lord, we give them to you, Father. Lord, we give you these young people too, Father. Lord, use them, Lord, in a way, Lord, that will be pleasing to you, Father. Just bless each one, Lord, that's here, Father. We thank you for our brother, Lord, that surrendered his life, Lord. And now we pray, Lord, that we'll surrender ourselves back to you, Father. And that you'll, Lord, take us and use us in a way that's pleasing to you, Lord.
I feel the pull.
Sing it one more time before we go.
Oh, I feel the pull.
Oh, don't leave this place without that pull.
I hear
taking you somewhere you need to go. God's speaking to your heart.
No, His Spirit's moving me to give my.
Let's give our brother a good hand clap of praise. Oh, what a good time, Lord. Where's Aaron? Aaron's not here. If that didn't stir your soul, your spoon fell out of your bowl. That ought to stir you up right there. Amen. We believe that, Lord, it will not return void. It will accomplish what it said it would accomplish. In somebody's heart, brother, we've seen many times that it don't do any good until maybe a month later, 2 months later, 3 months later, like you said. That angel drops by and he says, you remember what that preacher said?
That's right.
And in the quietness of your bedroom or wherever you're at, God will come down and say, you're my child.
Amen.
You heard what that brother said as the prophet of God said. Now what about a prophet of God? Didn't receive his salvation because he had a devil hanging over his head. So we're not immune. But he did break through.
Amen.
He did have a woodshed experience. Amen? And that's what we need to have, a woodshed experience, to where we know that we know that we know when we stand up and we go out into this world that we got God in our soul, not just an anointing, not just a feeling or an emotion, but we are God. Amen. We are God made manifest in another form called the bride. Amen. You love the Lord?
Amen.
Thank you all for coming. We sure appreciate it. We got a good group today. Good to see Brother Calhoun, the different ones, our brothers, all the different ones. Thank you. Make yourself at home. The only person I want to be uncomfortable in this building is who? The devil. I do not want him to be comfortable. But I want God to be comfortable. And I want you to be comfortable in this building, but I do not want the devil to ever be comfortable in this building. Amen. I want him to leave. When you're uncomfortable, what do? You leave. Amen. So I want the devil to leave. And I believe he's left this place. Amen. So now what we're going to do is we're going to go downstairs and we're going to have pizza and breadsticks and drinks, and the sisters are already ready for you down there. Go down there and enjoy yourself. There'll be some cake and other sweets, but just make sure, just get a couple of pieces the first go around, make sure there's enough for everybody, and then you go back and get whatever you want afterwards, but let's just make sure everybody gets some to begin with. And we appreciate you coming. This is not all of it. What we do is after we eat, we'll gather together outside. The young kids need to get with Sister Monica and Sister Rachel. Raise your hand. Those two sisters, if you have little ones, because they have something to do with the little ones here in the building, in some of the Sunday school classes, and maybe in the common room out in front. But what we're going to do, the older group, we're going to sit outside and have like a round table discussion. We're going to answer some questions. We already have some questions that some of the youth have asked. And if you've got a question, you write it down and give it to one of us and we'll explain it. But we'll be outside under this awning. We'll bring a bunch of chairs and we'll be in a circle. If you want to come, adults, you can come if you want to. But just fellowship for a while. It's wide open. We got one service tomorrow at 10 o'clock also, and we'll be able to fellowship some after that. But tomorrow at 10 o'clock, Brother Andrew will be preaching for us. We will not have a second service. So we'll just have one service tomorrow. And then we'll all have to go home.
Yeah.
But we won't have to do that one day.
Amen.
We'll all be home.
That's right.
Amen. That's what we're working on now, is to be home.
Right.
And we all need to be in the same place. So God bless you. I'm going to pray over the food. Just go down and visitors first. You all know what Brother Dale said. Visitors eat first. So don't get in that line first if you don't want to make me mad.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So visitors, but now visitors don't go running around all over the place either. You need to get in line. Amen. But visitors go first, and we're going to bless the food. Like I said, thank you again for coming. And we're not finished. If you got questions, we're going to be outside. The young people, they got a bunch of stuff for the young kids to do. So just worship the Lord. Now we're going to worship him in fellowship.
Amen.
Amen. We had the word preached. Now we're going to worship him in fellowship outside around the word of God. So let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day that you give us. Thank you for giving our brother, Lord, the anointing, Lord, to just pinpoint exactly what we needed for today. We thank you that he's, Lord, let you use him for that. Now I pray, Lord, that you'd strengthen him in his body, Lord, and in his mind, that you'd be with us, Lord, in the furtherance of this service, Father, as we go and eat a natural meal. We pray that you'd sanctify it, that'll nourish our bodies. Thank you for the ones that are down there now that are getting ready to serve it. Father, we pray that you'd bless them also. Thank you for the visitors, Lord. They're not visitors. They've been here before, but we thank you for the long journey they took, that they come from different places. Father, we pray that you would just give them an anointing of rejuvenation in their spirit. Lord, be with us, Father, as we answer questions. And you know that questions make a strong church, and it makes it where we can know more about you, Father. And we pray and thank you that you've given us an opportunity to do this. Lord, we pray for Brother and Sister Dale. Lord, Sister Dale not feeling well today. Lord, that you would bless her and keep her safe. Be with Brother Dale, Lord, and be back tomorrow. Father, we pray that you'd just sanctify us for this journey that we're on, Lord. Thank you for the youth. Thank you for the young minds and the young bodies that you've brought into this message, Father. And Lord, fill them with the Holy Ghost, Father. And give them, Lord, supernatural strength, Lord, to make it through this dark hour that we're living in. Lord, we pray that you'd bless us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You're dismissed. God bless you. Let the visitors go first.